calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hello?
Good morning. This is Valeria from Family First.
Hi, good morning. It's Ms. Sanquist.
This is Marisol Sankin.
Yeah, this is Marisol Sankin.
Good morning, Ms. Thank you so much for calling back. I was calling to let you know that I'm from Admissions Department. I will follow up services these few days, and I will help you to set up the app in your cell phone to clock in and clock out. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you start it today?
Yeah, I started today at 9 o'clock. So I don't know if I was supposed to do this, but I went into the timesheet.
Okay, yes. For today, you can submit a timesheet. We
need
to set up the app today, if it's possible.
Okay. Yes.
So, do you have iPhone or Android?
I have an iPhone.
Okay. Can I text you the information, the app information, or do you prefer by email?
No, you can send it to me. Can you send it to me through a text?
Yes, I'm doing right now. I'm writing down the message.
No problem.
Okay, I will send you the link for you to download the app in your iPhone. So you have to create an account. This is your first time using the HHE Exchange app?
Yes. I did it before, but that was when I was living in Jersey, Camden, New Jersey. Because I was doing the same thing out there. So I know I'm a little familiar with it. Like, I know I have to download the app and I have to, I believe, create an account and all that.
Okay.
Or something like that.
That was a long time ago. How many times was
that? Well, last year was the last time I worked there, last year in June.
Last year in June. Do you remember your credentials, your email and the password?
From them?
From the app.
When I was working for them?
Yep.
No, I don't remember none of that, to be honest.
Okay, because if you already had the app in the past, that means that you don't have to create a new one. Maybe
you can try
to get into the app with your email. If the one that to the last year, marisolsankins5@gmail.com?
Yes, that's my information.
Okay, you can sign up with that email. And if you don't remember the password, you can click on forgot password and create a new one.
Okay, but isn't that like a different company, out there in New Jersey?
It's different company, but go to the link that I send you and let me know if you're able to create the account or not, okay? It's very easy.
Yes.
The app will give you like a 7-digit code, like a pop-up, and you should give me that number. You can call me or text me. I'm available from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. from Monday to Friday. You can call me or text me when you need it.
Okay.
Okay, Marisol, I will be attentive for you to download the app, okay?
It says here is the password from Manchester Inquest. I don't know why it's not letting me do that. I think there's something wrong here. I might have to call my son. It's not letting me, download it. It's probably something wrong with me over here, not with you. It's telling me, hold on, give me a second, I'm sorry. Let me go back again. So you know how you try to download it on the Apple? Let's see here. Okay, hold on. Okay, it's asking me for, it says enter the password for marisolsanquist.com, authorize this transaction. If I forgot the password, I think I forgot my password. I'm gonna have to put forgot password because I don't remember.
Okay, yes, click on it.
Let me see, 196. This passcode used to unlock iPhone can be used to reset the password. Oh, wait, what is it? What? Tito. What's my password that I put on my phone? 157?
Yeah.
64?
Yeah.
157-64. No, it's not. I'm missing something. What is it, puppy?
What?
My password that I put in the phone. 157-646. Okay, I went through. Okay, hold on. Let me see now.
Okay, take your time.
It's telling me to enter a new password.
Okay, do it.
I have a hard time putting passwords. Does password have to be like a name?
8 letters and numbers. You can take your time and get back to me if you agree.
Okay. Password. Let me see.
Were you able to create a new password?
I just did it right now. Can I reset password? Your password cannot include your name, phone number, or... Okay, so it's not asking. I can't put my name.
It says minimum 8 letters, 1 capital, and 1 number.
You're a part of your email. If I can't put my name, so it's got to be something else. So let's say... Yeah. Now it says your password must include a uppercase letter. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I'm saying it's weak. It's not letting me do it. I have a hard time with this. The one that helps me with this is my son, but he's not here. He's that's my other son.
Okay, but some of them will be with you today, maybe later, the afternoon.
Well, no, because he don't live here. He lives in, he lives in Jersey. I would have to call him so he could help me.
Oh, got it. Yes, because it is, you know, you can create the password, and after that, you will update your information, and then the code comes up in the app, and that's it. You can go in and talk out with the patient.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me try it again. Maybe if I do it this way. Let's see if this works. Okay, went through.
Perfect.
I didn't. Let me write it down. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second, because if I don't write things down, I forget them easily, and I can't have that. We can't have that.
Okay, sure.
I'm sorry.
Write it down. The password. Don't worry.
Yeah. Are you Hispanic?
If I want
I'm sorry.
To...
No. Are you Hispanic?
Yes.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm Hispanic, too. What happened is that I speak more the English because I was born in Puerto Rico, but I was raised in Jersey. So my Spanish is good. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's not. I kind of like feel more comfortable speaking the English, but I do speak Spanish, too.
Don't worry. Whatever you prefer, we can speak any language
okay.
You prefer.
Let me make sure I write this down, para que no se me olvide. Okay. Wait, I got that down. Let me put password. Okay, password. Okay, here we go. All right, I was able to download. Now, is there any downloader? Get there on that.
After you create the account successfully, you will receive a verification email. Marisol?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was writing something down. Say that again.
Okay. Once you create the account, you will receive a verification email. You receive
okay. No, I haven't. I just got in right now. I'm actually starting. It says select the language, put my email. Okay.
You will use the app in English or Spanish?
In English.
Okay.
Okay. Password. So you got to put a password in this one too?
Yeah.
I wonder if I could use the same password. Let me see. Am I supposed to be the same password that I just created or something new?
The same password.
Okay.
What is asking you the app now?
Give me 1 second, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I don't live, that's not my address.
Your home address?
Yeah, my home address. Well, why is this not letting me put my email? I got to redo it, I'm sorry. My address is 690 State Street.
Mm-hmm. Apartment 812?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah,
Kings Avenue was my old address in Jersey.
Okay. Once you receive the app, I think that it will show you the new address. So far, we have the correct one in the system.
Mhm. So Marisol Sanquez, 5 at. I have to do it again because it at G. It's not letting me put my email. MarisolSanquez5@gmail.com. Why? I don't understand. It says, please enter a valid email and password. So you said that I'm supposed to use the password that I just created a few minutes ago?
And sign up option or login?
No, I'm in the beginning on sign up, like in the beginning of the where it says put your email and your password.
Okay, yes. Remember that the first letter is capital. For the password.
Right. You're talking about the password, but the email, ISOLSENQUIE, and 5, gmail.com. And the password, I am doing capital. It's still not letting me go in. It's just saying, please enter a valid email and password. But you're saying that I got to use that same password, right?
Yes, the same password that you already created.
Right, the one I created before I was able to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's not letting me put it. Okay, let me do it one more time. Maybe I forgot a letter. A-N-C-R-E-S. Okay, let's do it again one more time. Thank you, Ocho. Let's see now. Now it's saying, please enter a valid email. It's still saying the same thing. This is my email. The only email I have.
Okay, maybe we can try again to change the password.
Well, with the email, does it have to be capital or no?
No, the email is all in lower.
Right,
records. Yep.
Right. So I don't know why it's not letting me go in. So I'm going to have to do another password?
Yeah, we have to try it that way.
Okay. 5. Okay, so a different password, not the same one?
Correct. You have to create a new one.
Oh,
maybe
see.
That way you can sign up.
No, because it's saying please enter the valid email and password. So I can't put a new one. It has to have the one that I created. But the one that I created is not coming through. I don't understand. I'm confused.
Let me see. Marisol thinking 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's HJ Exchange app, right? The one that I send you.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is that the HJ app, the one that I send you?
Yeah, the HAE Exchange. H-A-A, yeah. That's the one that's not letting me go in with the information I'm putting. Sign up, open app store. What you mean? Do I have to go back to it to open it up? But, Yeah, still not letting me go in. I'll try that again.
Okay.
You know, like I already have the app, but it's just not letting me go in. So it's saying give the valid password or email. My email is valid, but and the password I just created, which I wrote down on this piece of paper, not letting me go in with that one.
Did you try to change the password?
I did. I tried to change it. I tried to put a different name, but it's not letting me. Like what I tried because I use my son's name because it's easier for me to remember. But it's not letting me. And then I changed it and put my grandson's name because that's easy for me to remember. But it's still not letting me with it, with those two words. It says forget password. Let me see. Should I reset the password?
Yeah.
Okay. Unrecognized email address. Please enter email address and use joint account creation.
Okay.
That is my MAILIZ @gmail.com. That's my password. I mean, that's my email. Now it's telling me that the email is not right. So I can't even create a new one. I don't know if let me see if my daughter's up, because my daughter helps me too, but I don't know if she was sleeping. Let me see. I'm sorry, Jill. Do you think you could help me with this? Because I'm trying, the young lady is trying to help me create a password so that, remember how I did in Camden for my timesheet and all that? So she's trying to help me create a password, and I did, and I was not letting me go in with the password I created. Like, see how I put my email and it says password. I did a password. And I put a password. I put people's names. I did a whole password. But to go in here, to download that, I had to do all that, and I did. And it was successful, and now that I'm here, it's not letting me put in the password that I need.
And you did it the right way?
Yeah, I did it the way I did it on, I even wrote it down on the notebook.
Well,
so I don't forget. I put people's names.
It was a big name, a big A or a little A?
It was a capital A.
Oh. Is that?
A-N-D-R-E-S. A-N-D-R.
A-N.
And then I put 28 and then a dollar sign.
What about this? Was it a big one or a little one?
She said that the emails are always were lowercase letters. That's what she said. She's on the phone, girl.
So what do that?
I don't know what other passwords to have. She told me to try to make another password, but I already tried one and it didn't go through.
No.
You can't do that. Now
you have to do it all over again.
Which I did, look. Forgot password, right?
Okay.
And then now it's telling me that the email's not right.
You
got to ask.
M-A-R. Are you sure that's your email?
Can you look at your email real quick?
was my email little bit with them.
I know. She was trying, but it's not happening, she said. She has no luck either. My daughter. Yeah, she said we keep putting the email, like my email, and then the password, which is the password that we made was in the beginning, like that I did start this to get into this app. And I don't know what to do.
Don't worry, okay. And at this point, I will send you like some instructions to your email. You can try it, and I will just follow up with HHAT, maybe the reason why it's not letting you like change the password or it's telling you always that it's put in a valid password, okay? So please check your email in a couple minutes, follow those instructions, and I will get back to you later, okay? So far, you can send a timesheet. Do you have the timesheet links already?
Yeah, that's what I did earlier. I went inside the link and I put everything, I set everything up, like all the information.
Yes, with your name, patient's name, patient's location. Okay, yes, I see it.
Yeah, and I just have one question. When it says put in the Medicaid number, is that the one that I received? Because, you know, he has a couple of them. Is that the one that said, I mean, I already submitted it, but. Is it the one they sent him from AmeriChoice? Because they sent him two. There's one that says Community Health Choices. Is that the one?
The Medicaid ID?
Yeah, that's the la tarjeta que dice Community Health Choices. Is that the ID that I'm supposed to put in the timesheet?
No, it's the patient's Medicaid ID.
Well, this is, I don't know. He has like three of them. He has AmeriChoice Pennsylvania Caritas, Community Health Choices, and then he has the one that he gets from benefits that he receives from the Flex Card. So I don't know. I put in was the one that says Community Health Choices.
Yeah, the one that we have, I will let you know just the last digits.
The one that
we have on file ends in 8505.
8505?
Yes.
Let me see. This one says 9828. This one says 9926. Let's see, where's the other one at? Where's your wallet? Let me see. I mean, is it going to be a problem because I put one that wasn't supposed to put?
No, it's not a problem. If you don't know the Medicaid ID, you can put 000 and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, no, the thing is that I already put one. I already put what I thought it was because I have.
No, it's not going to be a problem.
Okay, déjame ver algo. If he got so many of them, I'd be all. Okay, which one you say you have there?
8505.
I don't know. This don't even say 8505. This one says 22504. Oh, my God. So many different ones. I don't even know which one it is now.
Don't worry, Marisol. You can write 000. We can edit the timesheet just the Medicaid ID.
Well, the thing is, Keja, I already wrote down, I already wrote a number down from one of the ones I got here.
I can't.
And I already submitted. Yeah, I'm sorry. And I already submitted the paper, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
Like I said, I don't know. I can't
process the timesheet for today.
Yeah, none of these cards that he has here doesn't say that number on them. Él tiene una, dos, y la que yo te dije, and none of them say that. This is the Amera Health Caritas, Community Health Choices, and the other one was from Hallmark.
Okay, don't worry. I can change it, okay? So,
okay. All right, thank
you. I'm trying in like half an hour with the instructions that I just emailed you. And if you can have the mobile ID, let me know. However, I will contact you later, okay?
Okay, what was it that you told me to do? To go to the email and to do what? I'm sorry.
Follow the instructions that I send you.
Okay, let me see. What did you send me? Okay, I see it.
Yes.
So follow those instructions, and once I get that done, you're going to give me a call, you said?
No, the code, remember that the code comes up in the app. You should give me the number to link you in the agency.
Okay, but how am I going to download it on here?
Did you read the instructions that I just sent you? I need to you please read that, and I will get back to you later. Hello, Madam.
Yeah, I'm reading it, but you're telling me to download it on my phone?
Yes, if you already have it, you can skip that part.
I do have it. That's how we were trying to get in, but we couldn't get in.
Yes, I'm telling you that I will follow up with the department in charge and get back to you.
Okay, so then what do I have to do here then, if I already did what you asked me to do in the beginning?
Yes, so try it. You can keep trying. Sometimes it is difficult at the moment, but then you can have the mobile ID number that I need, you know. Sometimes the caregiver cannot do it at the moment, but then they try it and get back to me with the mobile ID.
But with the mobile ID, who's going to give me that mobile ID? They are?
The
when
app.
I open up the app?
Yes. Once
if I do, but the thing is, and I'm sorry, I know I'm saying this over and over, but we just try to get in there with my email and with my password, and it's not letting us.
Okay, I will escalate it and get back to you, okay?
Okay, so you're going to call me back?
Yes.
Okay,
I will follow up with the department and try and get back to you. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, what about you if I don't hear from you today? What do I do tomorrow? Do I clock in again tomorrow?
Let me see the schedule.
Because the thing is que como yo empecé en el final de la semana, I'm not supposed to do from Monday to Saturday, but I started at the end of the week. So do I clock in tomorrow and not Sunday? And then I'm just trying to figure things out. I don't want to mess nothing up.
Don't worry. The schedule is Friday, Saturday, and then Monday.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. So
yes.
Friday, Saturday, and Monday. And from Monday on, do I do the rest? Or just those 3 days?
The timesheet should be sent by Monday noon, so we pay the next Friday. You have to send today and Saturday. And you have time until next Monday to send the timesheets for the coming week.
Okay, no, but what I'm saying, I know the timesheet goes out on Monday, right?
Yes.
Okay, but do I clock in for the rest of the week or no?
You should do it. If we have the app set up, definitely you have to do it. If we don't have the app yet, you can send the timesheet until we have the app set up in your cell phone.
Okay, but, yeah, so that means that I still clock in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Every day, from Monday to Saturday, yeah.
Okay, so I start fresh on Monday,
correct.
Basically.
If you don't have the app, you can see the timesheet, okay? But we're still working on it. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, then I'll wait for you to get back to me in the meantime because, like I said, I'm going to read this, what you sent me, but if there's nothing I have to do because I already tried, then I'm just going to have to wait, right?
Correct. Yes, you can try it, but let's wait for my call.
Okay. Okay, I will do that.
Perfect.
I will do that.
Do you have any questions so far?
No, that's it. I want to make sure that I'm doing everything right. That's all.
Okay, me. Thank you very much for your time, okay?
Thank you, Valerie. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
Amen. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.